What's good, y'all? You know, I just sitting here thinking. And first of all, I want to say what's up, everybody. Y'all tuned in to your boy, Coley. But this thought just started really hitting me. As I'm sitting here going through my house, cleaning up and, you know, taking care of daily things. You know what I mean? Well, it hit me because I've been, I did something the other day. I ordered from Pitch, the songwritersplanner.com. I ordered the songwriters planner. And big up to Mike and his, he's got his new podcast and stuff. So anyway, I was on there and I had checked it out and I went on and purchased my own planner. And been doing a lot of the, throughout the purchasing of the planner, but prior to me purchasing the planner, I had decided, I was doing some research, and what made me decide to get the planner was reading about, mighty funny, I was on the computer when I did read this, but it was reading about, putting the information down in computer and versus writing. Well, statistics have shown that if you actually write it down, especially for those of us who are creative people, if we actually write stuff down, you have a better chance of retaining the information that you've written down. It also helps the brain. There's a couple of scientific reasons like that. It helps the brain. It strengthens the brain. It helps you retain information, and it keeps the brain from like. It keeps the circulation going. It's something else about the neurotransmitters that it keeps the brains going, keep the brain going and stuff like that. So it's really healthy, in other words. So just from when I was just from going through that research, like I said, that made me, you know, really, I just went ahead and I ordered the planner. And I'm really excited actually to get it because I look forward to writing. Like especially as an artist, as a musician, I look forward to writing. And when you're a creator, that is one of the most important things that you need to do. It's being able to write. Writing sparks the creativity. And I totally agree with that. I mean, when I was in my old band, Beyond Theory, Joe would always tell me to write down certain lyric lines that I had and stuff, right? And there were moments where I did and I didn't. I admit I was a little lazy about it, but also because I felt like I didn't have a solid book, like a reference or material. You know, to me, as a songwriter, I don't know about y'all, but me personally, I hate writing on loose leaf paper. It is one of the most frustrating things to do as a songwriter, especially when you're writing lyrics. Writing on loose leaf paper. Why? Because, you know, you have lines, which help because that helps you format the song, granted. But you know how your mind is like, your mind flows. You know what I'm saying? You're constantly thinking of something and then it flows. So when you have a piece of paper that has space on it, or say if there's something you want to talk about. That's why I'm glad I actually have this podcast now, and I'm actually going to use it more, because when I was thinking about it, as a musician, as a creator, I want to be able to talk about my influences to people. And there are moments where you can't really talk about those influences because, you know, you're always on the run. You're always, you know, you're just creating music. And sometimes people want, you know, there's this thing where a lot of musicians feel like that they have to be silent about everything and be secretive. And I think that is a huge mistake. I think musicians need to have outlets for themselves, like podcasts or YouTube channels, those sort of things. I think those are very important for you to have. It helps you to have another creative outlet. Also, you're able to talk about your influences. You're able to talk about things that are relative to you as a musician and to people. You know what I'm saying? So having these types of outlets are really good. But one of the most important ones is definitely being able to write. Okay? If you write, let me tell you, you are able to get a lot of creativity out when you write. That is one of the most important things to be able to do. So, as a creator, as a writer, as a songwriter, definitely, guys, pull out your pens and your pads or your pencils and create, okay? And that's the blessing that I'm going to have. When I can't wait, like I said, I can't wait to get this this planner, because in the planner, there are a couple things that you're able to do within it. You're able to like create things, like it has like instructions for you, like to draw a castle. And I'm like, when I get this doggone thing, I'm actually gonna draw the goddamn castle. Like, I'm pumped to draw the castle. Like, that's the first thing I wanna do. But that's what this planner is able to do. It also helps you, you know, sort out your week. It helps you put things that you gotta do, like you know, your daily life. You know, you got to clean up. You got to do all this other stuff. And I know for us as musicians, we are fucking, we're all over the place. So, you know, the thing that is that having this planner is going to be a blessing is to be able to organize, to be able to plan things out, to write it out, and to be able to follow through with it. You know, like I said, being able to put my daily chores in, and say, okay, well, I need to get this done. I need to get my ironing done. I need to iron my clothes. I need to wash. I need to clean the house. I need to sweep upstairs. Do all those things that you need to do. You know, wash your car, whatever else you need to do throughout the day. But you're able to plan your life and schedule what time, how you, so you can plan your practices. Like, say if you need to practice, say you need to write a song, say you got some lyrics you want to work on some songwriting, you want to finish a song, okay? Those are things that you got. How many of us have songs, written songs that are incomplete? I know I do. I have a shit ton of songs that are incomplete. But that's what this planner is going to be able to help me do. It's going to help me to schedule out my writing and be able to take care of, you know, the things that I need to take care of. Like go grocery shopping. What time should I go grocery shopping? What time should I walk the pups? You know what I'm saying? All those things. Also schedule, put in my schedule, times for the dogs to eat. Instead of having it on a bunch of paper and shit, and it's all scattered everywhere. That's why, I trip out when I do see people who have all these, like, boards and stuff, billboards, bulletin boards, and they have all these memes and whatever, or they have all these stickums and all that stuff. I kind of trip on that, because it's like, all right, well, if you had an organizer that really, that focused on your life, like, what you do, as far as, you know, as far as being a creator or a musician, you would be able to, it would be a lot easier for you to actually plan your life and plan your schedule and schedule your practices, your songwriting sessions, get things done, like do stuff that you need to do on social media, do your social media work, do your, you know, get your recordings done. All those things, you know. And so, just to conclude, man, I just want to say that one will be a very important thing to do, man. Definitely writing things down. And also, if you guys get a chance, check out the songwritersplanner.com. Endorsed by Pitch, I think. But anyway, this guy, his name's Mike. It's really cool. I would encourage all of us to get a planner, man. It will really help you out. Not one of those planners that, you know, you see up in Office Depot or Walmart or whatever. No. Order this joker from my man Mike. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give y'all more information on it, I can't wait to get it. I can't wait to get it. I should be getting it in a couple days. I should say maybe a day or two. But definitely check it out if y'all get a chance. He also has a podcast, and it was played on YouTube. I really like what he's doing, man. And I definitely encourage you guys, get a planner. All right? For real. Get one of these planners. Once again, y'all, my name is Coley Co. Y'all know what I do. Yeah, y'all know me as KP, the Killer Percussionist. I will be performing this Saturday in Seattle at the Columbia City Center or City Theater on July 7th. Like I said, this Saturday, we're going to be down there. We got tickets. We also have, you can donate canned goods, and it's $5 at the door or $10 at the door. You know what I'm saying? So, I would love to see y'all there. It's the Black Lives Matter hip-hop fundraiser. Would love to see y'all there. We got a bunch of killer acts coming on there. A bunch of killer local rap artists, local hip-hop artists on there. Featuring my man Seven the Panther, my man King Flies, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we gonna get it cracking. I just hope y'all be there, man. So show your love, show your support for Black Lives. And also, check out my man Mike on his Songwriter's Planner, y'all. That thing, I can't wait to get it. And just, man, plan. You guys, check it out, so then that way you can get your life together and get your music right, man. And you'll see a huge, huge difference in what it makes. So I'm looking forward to getting it. And I will give y'all more details on it. So, or if y'all end up getting it yourselves, that'll even be better. But definitely give it a check out, man. And I'll be talking to y'all soon, man. All right? Peace.